This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS_Nation_ on the X. Welcome into another weekly look into the world of high school sports. You know what we like to do, man. We like to shine a light on everything going on right here in Georgia. We do talk about national things if it makes sense for us. But again, we like to keep it right here in our backyard, in our playground, because we got so much great, great stuff when it comes to high school sports coming out of Georgia. Y'all know how I like to brag about, man, just look at the NFL draft over the past like 15 years. Look at the NBA draft over the past 15 or so years. The MLB, I think this year maybe have been the first year. I got to go back and look at the draft, but I think this may have been the first year we didn't have like a top 10 kid drafted in MLB in the top 10, something like that. So like in the first year in like almost probably 20 years, something crazy like that. So a lot of track and field athletes, swimming, just it, you name it, man, they coming out of Georgia. Like folks like to claim, say, Texas and California, but I beg to differ. I put Georgia right there. Top three, without a doubt. I make a strong case for one. Yeah, I make a strong case for number one. So, all right, man, coming up here in just a bit, our player profiles. Got a chance to catch up with in this segment, in this particular case, the DBs for Sprayberry. Sprayberry football team getting ready for their first round matchup of the playoffs against Lanier. Keelan Jones and Jordan Edmonds, they were actually on a road trip for a visit and took time to hop on the phone with me. So you'll hear that coming up here in just a second. But as I mentioned, in the opening segment, high school basketball, and shouts out to wrestling and swimming because those are both winter sports. All three winter sports are actually underway now. But a lot of basketball teams did kick off their seasons this past week and whatnot. And, you know, a lot of excitement when it comes to high school hoops here in Georgia because, again, as I just mentioned, you look at you know, the NBA draft. I mean, just watch the NBA period in general. I mean, just today, I think today when I was at home, they were highlighting Scoot Henderson's performance in his, I think it was in their game last night. I kind of was working on getting the show ready, but, you know, the TV was on in the background and, you know, I heard Big Perk and who was it, Chanae saying, you know, we should be talking about him more. And you know what I mean? Like, and then obviously Jaylen Brown doing what he does or has been doing for the Celtics. So and the list goes on and on. And if you know, you know. So, you know, a lot of excitement around high school hoops. So, again, got a chance to catch up prior to the season getting underway. But a couple of coaches, really a few, but a couple out will showcase tonight. First up is Harrison Hoyas, boys head coach. David Brock, this was actually the Cobb County Media Day, and just asked him, you know, what's he excited about when it comes down to getting this season underway, which they have done.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hunso with a, they opened their season with the win over North Cobb. Today's the 13th, so yesterday. And here's that conversation. Here's his response.
Yeah, I thought we had a really good summer. We've got a pretty older core group of guys. So you know, the six guys up here right now are all six seniors that have been with us for a long time. You know, not just at the high school level, but even through junior league. So guys that sort of understand the expectation that we have here and the things that we care about and what we value, they pretty much know. So as a coach, it's good because we feel like they can take ownership of the program, right? And the goals that we have, we can kind of put on their shoulders and they can be mature enough to get it done. So the summer was good. We played some pretty good basketball. Fall, we were banged up a little bit, but towards the end of the fall season, we kind of got it into gear. So I feel like we had a first week of practice that was pretty good. We're able to get out there and shake some rust off and get coached up again. So for me, I'm excited. You know, I think that expectations are probably higher than they've ever been at Harrison for 15 years or so, which is a good feeling. That's what you want, right? To have guys that are ready to do something special, and I think these guys will.
All right. So, again, they kicked off the season yesterday with a win over North Cobb, and they will be back in action on, it looks like, tomorrow when they take on Marietta. So good luck to them. And, you know, really, honestly, we always want to say good luck to all the teams. You know, we're never favoring anybody over anyone. So good luck to everyone, obviously. But that'll be next up for them. And like you said, a lot of expectations for them this year. We'll see how far they can take it. Another coach that we got a chance to catch up with that same day, legend, man, Coach Phyllis Arthur, head coach for the McEachern Indians, and just has done a phenomenal job with that program over the years. So many young ladies have come on out of there and gone on to the next level and had successful post-high school careers. And, you know, I talked to her about that, but first I did ask her a kind of similar question. You know, just you know, what are you looking forward to this year when it comes down to seeing your young ladies in action after, you know, the time you've guys had over the summer and in the fall?
They're hungry. They want to be competitive. You know, we lost seven great seniors last year, so we kind of, you know, we still, when you lose seniors like that, you had to go into a rebuilding year. So we're young. We got, you know, one senior this year, maybe two or three juniors, four freshmen, four sophomores. So we're very young, very inexperienced. So, but they're hungry when they're young like that. They're hungry. So we want to keep them hungry. We want to keep them being competitive, because that's the only way we're going to get through anything this season. It's just by being competitive with everybody.
All right. And, you know, again, that was Coach Phyllis Arthur. And they opened up the season, unfortunately, with a loss to Sprayberry last week. But they'll look to bounce back. They take on Dalton this week. They'll be out at the Girls Night Out tournament out in Carrollton. So we'll see if they'll bounce back. They always end up having phenomenal seasons, so I'd expect nothing less. But the conversation continued, and as I mentioned, Coach Arthur, man, a legend here when it comes to high school basketball, especially on the girls' side. And I just got a chance to ask her, you know, like when you kind of think about it, and you know, when you do have moments of reflection, just kind of what goes through your mind, you know, when you look back at the success you've had and the impact you've had on these young ladies' lives?
Wow. Well, the emotions come in when I think at some point in time, you know, everybody had to give it up. And that's when the emotions come in that at some point in time, this is going to come to an end for me, that I'm going to have to give up coaching and teaching. And then I think about the relationships that I've built with my players. It's just not on the court. My whole thing is we want to win, and I want to build winning girls and winning programs and winning teams. But it's after that. It's after the glory and after the running and after all that is over. If you have a relationship with them, they can always come back to you. Because, you know, my whole middle school program is being coached by my past players. It's six girls in there coaching. So I want to build that relationship, and I want them to have character and when they leave here and have leadership and be somebody, be productive to the community, not just about basketball. You know, it's more than coach, player. It's more like mentor, more like second mom, daughter. You know, that's what I feel like our relationship. We're family.
All right. And again, that is head coach Phyllis Arthur McEachern, Indians girls basketball. And to her point right there at the end, like if you've ever watched them, the relationship she does, I've had a chance to cover many games of theirs over the years. And you do see, I mean, once the whistle is no longer blowing and the final horn has gone off, after games and even before some games, like you can tell there's special bonds, going on with that team. Like you can really see like family, family atmosphere. And don't get me wrong, you see it a lot. I see it all over, but it's something that it's one of those things that kind of probably stood out to me the most. And right away when I first started covering high school sports and covering McEachern, you know, you just saw something special between Coach Arthur and her players. So that is our hoops, a little bit of our hoops preview, obviously, with football winding down, as I said. And shouts out to flag football. They're winding down, too. And basketball and wrestling and swimming, ramping up and just getting underway. We'll get into more conversations with coaches and student athletes of these winter sports. So that's our preview for this week. Now let's go ahead and get into our player profile in this segment. And that's going to be representatives of the Sprayberry Yellow Jackets football team. Couple of DBs, Keelan Jones, Jordan Edmonds, got a chance to catch up with them. They hopped on the phone. They were on their way to a visit and just got a chance to chop it up with them. About getting ready for the season. And, first of all, they had this loss. You know, what did that one loss teach them as they closed out, strong down the stretch en route to a region title?
That we all need to lock in, that, we weren't as good as we thought we were at the beginning of the season. Came back to practice and really locked in.
I just feel like it was a game that we shouldn't have lost. So we just realized that any team can beat us when we had to lock in.
All right, and talk about the feeling of, bringing that region title home for Sprayberry. Obviously, the mission is still, you guys are still looking to complete the mission of winning a state championship. But that first step there was, getting that region title, getting the number one seed. Just talk about that feeling and the motivation it's now giving you guys as you head into the playoffs.
It feels good. It's something that hasn't really been done at Sprayberry, but we still feel like we should be able to do more in the playoffs.
Yeah, it was an amazing feeling. We worked all summer for it, and putting everything together just felt great at the end of the day.
All right, and now you guys again, you've had time to prepare for this next matchup in the first round, which will be against Lanier. What do you guys feel like is going to be important key areas to focus on? Anything you guys feel like you maybe, as a team you guys can improve on to help you guys, walk away with a first round win?
I think, we got a pretty good defense as is, but this next week is going to be important to really wrap up and get all heads to the ball, bring down their ball carry.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be important to, do the little things, right? So then we're sharp by next week.
Good deal. All right, fellas, one more before I let you go. Hanging out with Keelan Jones, Jordan Edmonds, DBs for the Sprayberry Yellow Jackets. I'm going to say athletes because you guys kind of do it all. For the Sprayberry Yellow Jackets football team joining us here, Press Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, guys, I know you guys are tight. When you guys are on the sticks, whether it's Madden or NCAA, man, who's the top dog?
Me. Keelan.
Nah, of course. 2K, I probably got it.
He got a broken hand. He can't even play the game.
Don't do it like that, dog. Hey, fellas, man, definitely want to say thank you for taking a couple of minutes, man. And I'm glad I actually got a chance to watch you guys play in that matchup against River Ridge, man. So I want to wish you guys nothing but success here in the playoffs, man. I know it's got to be a wonderful feeling for you guys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, good stuff there. Keelan Jones and Jordan Edmonds, Sprayberry Yellow Jackets. And like I said, they will open up against the Lanier Longhorns on Friday, man. It's kind of bittersweet because it's like it's exciting because it's the playoff, but like it's not exciting because that means we only got, what is it, 6 weeks left of football? Five or six weeks? And then football is done for the year. So kind of bittersweet there, but. You know, good times. Hopefully this, I don't know what this rain is that came in tonight. It's not heavy or anything, but whatever it is, hope it clears out by Friday, because we've been having fairly decent Fridays when it comes to the weather. Gotta love the fact that it's really been still warm. Looks like some coolness is here, though, so maybe a little cool. I can deal with cool. I can deal with wet. Just can't deal with them together. Not a great combo for me. I wimp out. Not even gonna lie. I still go. But I'm a punk. All right, when we get back, more player profiles on the other side. Michael Johnson, quarterback for the Dutchtown Bulldogs. And on the other side of the ball for those Bulldogs, his teammate Braylon Jackson, linebacker. They got Decatur in the first round. We'll catch up with them. And we'll look at some of the matchups, some intriguing ones, some first-round matchups that could be quarterfinal, semifinal matchups. This is all coming up. Right here at Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.